satisfied with, you're happy already, aren't you, Christine? That goes without saying. Is it true? Low expectations, that's how we learn, we make sure we stay happy?
I haven't read the article. That strikes me as a bit too negative. It depends on how they're defining low expectations.
It says it, rock-bottom expectations are likely to boost the satisfaction you derive from receiving a gift, watching a film, or going on holiday. Scientists found that the momentary surge in happiness in response to a cash reward depends on how it matches up to a person's expectations. So it's, yay, I've won the lottery, oh, it's only 20 quid. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Well, I think money is one of the things that we're expect happiness to come to us, that it's out there for the universe to give us. And I think that's probably the basis of most disappointment. We need to be proactive with happiness. And I've sort of summarized it around three words: attitude, relationships, and challenge. Think of it like an arc of a rainbow.
Oh, I like that. Attitude, relationship, challenge.
For attitude, the more we practice being thankful for the things in our life that are positive, the more happy we become. And there's been research to support that as well. There's a thing going around Facebook of 3 positive things a day for a week.
Yeah, I've seen lots of people doing that and then giving up after like 2 days, which is slightly alarming.
I wouldn't recommend putting it on Facebook, but the practice of thinking of 3 things a day that you can be thankful for is an excellent, well-proven habit for increasing your overall sense of being pleased with your life.
Does it not smack you, Christine, right? Is it feeling a bit desperate? So you can lie there thinking, like, for example, on Sunday, we had tears at mine because the cat kept being sick and she was really poorly. And then I thought the cat had weed on the floor, told her off, and then realised she hadn't weed on the floor. It was, in fact, a leaking toilet upstairs that had come pouring through at the dining room wall. And it did. And then I sort of said, well, we have to be thankful, I suppose. It could be a lot worse, could be Gaza or something like that. Is that how we make ourselves happy, just finding out where we are on the sort of scale of badness? Because that seems just as negative as having low expectations.
That's only a part of it. It's not about thinking, well, it could be worse, but thinking, I'm thankful that I had a call from my mother-in-law the other day,
yeah,
and I enjoyed talking to her. Or I'm thankful that I was able to have a nice chat with the next-door neighbour. And it's being grateful for the little things in your life.
Okay, so that's being grateful then, number one. That's our attitude.
Yeah, it doesn't stop the bad things. It just helps you work through them, because nothing stops the bad things.
Okay.
Whatever. Not even millionaires.
No, millionaires do have... Look at... What was his name? The fellow with the aeroplanes?
Is that Warren Buffett?
No. Howard Hughes, thank you. Producer kept shouting, Hughes, in my ears. Howard Hughes. So, okay, attitude number one, relationships.
It's when we practice acts of kindness and connecting with people and forgiving people, then we're more likely to feel happy. If we focus on the negatives, hold a grudge, and keep ourselves separate, we're more likely to be unhappy. So developing our relationships is important.
Is it quality, not quantity of friends and things that's important?
Yes. Oh, well, people vary. Some people need more relationships at a shallower level. Others need fewer relationships at a deeper level. That's about whether we're introverts or extroverts. But we need to have those relationships in our lives.
Okay.
In a way that works for us.
So positive attitude, and we need relationships. What about challenge? What does that mean?
Challenge is about finding what matters to you, what's important to your values, and what are you good at, what are your strengths, and finding things you can do that you can lose yourself in, lose track of time by doing something that matters that you're good at.
Like Tony Jacklin, the pro golfer / Strictly star, who was on the show earlier, says he likes a bit of marquetry, likes making pictures out of wood veneers.
He probably loses track of time when he's doing that and is very pleased with what he does. So whether it's craft or whether it's serving cups of tea at a homeless shelter,
So you think doing this arc, sorting out your attitude, finding nice relationships and having a challenge is better for you than just having low expectations for life. Do you know what, Christine? I think that makes perfect sense to me. You don't need a boffin. Go to Bedworth. Christine Rigdon knows what's going on. She is a life and career coach. Is that what happiness is for you? Low